Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Today is the deadline for school districts to notify teachers they may be out of a job once the school year ends. This year, more than 22,000 teachers are expected to be notified. Thanks to the state's budget crisis, this has become an annual ritual. And while the threat may not materialize for all the notified teachers, Juan Ha reports many schools in the state may not have any choice but to cut.
Los Angeles Unified alone will hand out nearly 9,000 pink slips to teachers and staff. In Northern California, more than 4,400 teachers have been warned they may not have a job in September. David Sanchez is president of the California Teachers Association and says many school districts have already adopted program cuts, furlough days, and larger classrooms.
It's going to be extremely difficult for school districts trying to provide what they can for our students, yet at the same time try and preserve cuts as far away from the classroom as they possibly can.
The pink slips are preliminary, but there's worry the actual number of layoffs will surpass last year's record of 16,000. Many school districts tapped into their rainy day funds to avoid teacher layoffs last year and have no choice but to cut in the classrooms now. Some parents are taking action.
As parents, we're just not willing to accept that.
Sandy Liu and other parents in the affluent Silicon Valley city of Cupertino are turning to families in the district to keep 100 teachers in their classrooms. She and others have started a grassroots effort to raise $375 from each family.
We face an extraordinary circumstance today. We need to take extraordinary measures. You know, everybody has chosen to be part of this community for its schools.
Districts have until mid-May to rescind their layoff notices. For the California Report, I'm Juan Ha.
Over the weekend, more than 1,300 Republicans convened in Silicon Valley for their winter convention. Our Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers was there and filed this report.
Santa Clara is a solidly Democratic community, not where you'd expect to find Republicans gathering for a convention. But these are not normal times. Four prominent California Republicans, two in the race for governor, two for the U.S. Senate, are from Silicon Valley. And attendees at this weekend's GOP gathering said the state's struggling economy may change the, pun intended, conventional wisdom about their odds of winning.
It's exploding. It's really exciting.
Anna Bryson is a Republican delegate from Orange County.
I haven't felt this kind of electrical dynamic energy for a while, and it is raising all kinds of excitement intellectually, in policy, and in every way.
But excitement for what? That depends on who you talk to and who's doing the talking.
We're taking back America in 2010. This socialist nightmare must come to an end.
A vocal crowd turned out Saturday for a Tea Party rally at the convention, lamenting everything from lax national security to socialized medicine. But the event stood as a reminder of the dilemma California Republicans have faced for years: how to win statewide elections even when they have some viewpoints to the right of average voters. That's especially been true on social issues. But some, like Philip Atkinson of Madera, see social issues intertwined with the state's fiscal problems.
If we can improve our social fabric so that we're not having a bunch of citizens who are dependent on government to make it, then we're all better off.
That same tack is one played up at the convention by gubernatorial candidate Steve Poizner, the state's insurance commissioner.
The answer to this problem is not half solutions, or it's not taking small steps, it's big, bold, sweeping change.
Poizner made it clear he fully embraces not just less state spending, but one of the California Republican Party's most controversial stances from years past: a ban on all state services for undocumented immigrants.
This issue is not about Republican or Democrat or any particular ethnic group. This is about Californians not being able to afford to have people come here against the law and then tap into our taxpayer benefit structure. We don't have the money.
Poizner claims illegal immigration is costing California government $10 billion a year. He says he supports a ban on children being denied services, including access to public schools. His rival in the governor's race, Meg Whitman, characterized many of Poizner's positions as a flip-flop from the past. She told reporters she does not support eliminating services for children of undocumented immigrants.
You know, many kids did not come here on their own, and I am not in the business of punishing kids for the sins of their parents.
In a sit-down interview on Friday, Whitman made it clear she's focusing on a more targeted message to voters.
There is no one who is more fiscally conservative than Meg Whitman.
And the former CEO of eBay insists the electorate is focused on only one major issue.
My view is that this election turns on jobs. That the voters will say, who do we think can create jobs? Who do we think can fix the economy? And I think this is where my business background comes into play.
But other candidates this weekend dismissed any need to explain away issues that moderate voters might see as too extreme.
The reality is that most Californians are not single-issue voters.
U.S. Senate candidate and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina told reporters Saturday issues like abortion, where she's pro-life, won't matter this year.
Most Californians, most women, are worried about health care. They're worried about education. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about out-of-control federal spending. And so while we may not agree on everything, I think we will agree on the important issues that are on the table during this election.
Fiorina's in a three-way race for the party's Senate nomination. And for all of these candidates, it won't get any easier if they win the primary. Statistics show fewer than one in three voters statewide identify themselves as Republican. For the California Report, I'm John Myers.
John has more on the convention on his blog, Capital Notes. You'll find a link at our website, californiareport.org. For that matter, we are all over politics in California this spring ahead of the June primary. Make sure you don't miss any coverage by signing up for our podcast. You'll find a link at our website, and you can sign up at iTunes. That's the California Report for Monday, March 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. urscorp.com. Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, sponsor of CalQualityCare.org, a new online guide to long-term care in California.